Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade. No animals are heard throughout the making of this show, except Rossi. Pretty Malik.
I love talking to my plants. Like, I go up to them and I go, hi, plants. How are you, plants?
And Big Rossi.
When you got the man bun, your price went up. I admit the man bun. Yeah, I'm going for it.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you, guys, for being so amazing and making our morning just completely enthusiastic.
The Chris Fade Show.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning at 6:02. What's happening? Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. Hi, guys.
Hello there.
What's happening?
You haven't beaten your tongue so bad that it just damages it for like 2 days?
Yeah. That's just the worst feeling.
Yeah, I bit it like yesterday at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was killing me all day. And then I woke up this morning and it was making me talk like this.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
old
yeah.
school Chris Fade.
Yeah, and Brianna was like, what's wrong with you? You sound like Sylvester, like fucking fucking
touch. And then you somehow seem to always either
rebite
hit it. Yeah, rebite it or hit it accidentally.
Yeah, I'm just, I don't know. I'm just going to let it heal itself.
You can't do anything about it.
No, you can't. Anyway, just one of the joys, I guess, of being a human being, being able to bite your tongue.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, celebrated your B-Day yesterday. Last night went out for dinner, Pretty Malik. That was a nice dinner.
It was pretty amazing, Rossi. I got the second half of my gift.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Is it on your Insta stories?
It's pretty spectacular.
Is it?
It's a tennis racket.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And it's like a legit, like really good tennis racket.
Is it what brand? Wilson?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so she went out. Yeah, it was a good dinner. I wish you were there.
Thank you, yeah. Yeah, I was busy, but washing my hair.
Washing his non-existent hair?
Yeah.
When he says that, he means the hair on his back.
Yes, that's correct. Needs a good scrub.
Actually, no. I got Liz to shave it the other day, so...
Oh, well, that's good.
Because we're in the pool.
We've talked about tongues and back hair, and we're 2.5 minutes into the show.
It's going to be a good one.
Fantastic. Do we have another key to give away?
Today, yes.
Yes.
Great. This is fantastic. Come on, we want to give away this car with Bridgestone. Be everywhere with Bridgestone and Virgin Radio. This Jeep Wrangler, it's 140,000 dirhams. It's a great car. You want it. Another chance this morning. If you haven't discovered where it's hidden, go onto our Instagram page and find out what is going on. We're back. A prank phone call this morning, which is great. We are going to check your gossip as well coming up.
Well, Lady Gaga's dog walker, he's finally spoken out about everything that happened.
Oh, my gosh.
With
really?
That horrible kidnapping and everything. So I'll give you all the details.
All right, who's up and about right now? Feel like talking to us? We'd love you to get on the show. Just have a little chat. Tell us what you're doing. You know the deal. If you listen to us, we love our early morning calls. We love our first callers of the morning. On the way to the gym, you're on the way to work, whatever it is that you're doing. Maybe coming home. Tell us about yourself. We like to get to know you. You that listen to this show. 04871 5544. That's our number in the studio.
Waking you up
every morning.
Get up! The Chris Fade Show's awake at 6:08.
Awake at 6:08.
Wake up.
Powered by Adidas Ultra Boost 21. Introducing incredible energy return with Adidas Ultra Boost 21. Available in stores and online now.
Hello to Kusha. How you doing?
Yo, good morning, Chris. How are you doing? I'm good. I'm good. What about you?
Mate, we can't complain, man. Tuesday morning, midweek. We're alive. We're healthy. We're okay. What are you doing?
I'm doing good going to the work. I just want to say that amazing show every single morning that I would do to the work. But the only problem is that I can listen to you only 20 minutes this morning because I'm going to start working off after 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
We don't get you.
I'm just enjoying the way. I'm just enjoying the driving, listen to you, get some energy because I'm a PT coach on an army and I get some energy and then put it on back.
Wow, so, you're one of the PT coaches for the army.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm glad I don't know you.
I see you guys doing also a lot of workout. I see you doing good job.
Yeah, but not as good as I probably should be doing, especially if you were around me. Where are you from?
I'm from Kosovo, Eastern Europe.
So what's like, how long is a workout?
The workout, it depends on who you're doing. For example, in the army, it's usually 80 minutes. Depends with obstacles and swimming and speed march, a lot of exercising. But when you complete 1 hour, so as I want to say that when you do the workout and when I go to the work, I'm not feeling that I'm going to my work because I do my job that I love. So
amazing.
Especially on this period that everyone is locked and we try to stay positive, keep ourselves busy, to keep motivating ourselves and our friends and our community. So all doing good until now.
Good on you, mate. Good on you. Yeah, it's like you're like a character from a movie, right? You're like Kusha from Kosovo.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, like you guys are. You know your stuff there. Did you grow up? Were you in the military in Kosovo?
Yeah, for sure. I worked there for 3 years, then I moved here already 5 years to complete it.
How did the interest of the UAE, like if you're in Kosovo, how did you know about the UAE? How did this opportunity come about?
When I was there, I didn't know much, but some military guy come on our work, and they choose us like a training for 1 month. Then when they saw our work, we are seven of our coaches, our friends, that we work all together in different areas of UAE. And then we come only for 1 month, now already 5 years, and I don't know how many years we're here.
Just like everyone's story starts that way.
Like everyone's story, yeah, you know? Exactly. But since we have fun, since we enjoy, we are all family here, all doing well.
So cool, man. Love it. So there are so many different individual stories like that in different sectors, in different, like, it's crazy. It's so cool, this country, you know?
Yeah.
Just having all these little different stories.
And I love, I think on the show as well, Chris, you said, I'm going to come here for 2 years. Yeah. We'll see. I'm going to come here for 1 year. We'll see. We've been here 13 years.
Yeah.
And unbelievable. It's home now, you know?
So. The same. But,
yep.
Yeah, all good, all good. I just enjoy the time staying here, spending with time with friends and family. Doing a workout, helping each other.
Well, you keep doing what you're doing, man. That's Kusha from Kosovo. I love it. If I ever find you, I'm going to run away. Just telling you right now. Right now. Take care, man. Have a good training session.
You too, guys.
Virgin Radio. Yeah. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, Miss Malik, what have you got?
So Lady Gaga's dog walker has spoken out after this horrific attack over the weekend. Ryan Fisher was walking Gaga's three dogs. He was stopped, shot, and had two of her dogs kidnapped. One managed to escape.
Gosh.
He posted two photos from the hospital recounting his near-death experience, saying he felt guilty for not being able to protect the two French bulldogs, but adds that he's, you know, obviously thanked the world for support, but specifically Lady Gaga for reaching out, being by his side during this crisis. She's going to be paying his hospital bill, which is $100,000. And
why don't you have the insurance in the States? How does
it
work?
It's a little bit different. It depends on what you have.
Where was he? New York?
No, he was in L.A.
Oh, she lives in L.A.
She's
not,
and Lady Gaga's not in town. She's filming a movie currently out of town. So,
gosh, I hope, you know, my mind is always like this, but like I thought to myself, imagine it's all set up like that other one, you know?
Oh, that would be, no, it, I'm, okay.
I'm just saying, I know it's not, but.
They released the CCTV footage.
I've seen it, yeah.
It's
scary.
It's, yeah, I didn't want to play, it's just so.
How many men?
Horrific. But two men came out of a car.
Guns? Bang.
Just first attacked him physically.
Yeah.
And then shot him and left. And it's just, how it's horrific.
Exactly. How could a human do that to another human? I don't get it. Yeah.
But like, apparently he was injured in the chest, right?
Yeah.
And he still like survived.
He's still okay. I mean, it just.
He got shot in the chest.
Yeah.
It's where the bullet goes, right?
Yeah.
So it's just, they're still on the loose, by the way, and the police have released.
They haven't got them.
No, the police have released some sketches to kind of get to see if they can get any help from the public.
Were they wearing balaclavas?
It was dark. So the footage of the CCTV footage is really dark. So it's really difficult to try to see who they are, the car, etc. But
it's far away, the camera. Yeah,
they'll track them down, though.
They will.
See, the camera, you know, with CCTV, you can follow someone's journey as long as you get them once.
Yes,
you can then now
tag the car.
Yeah,
as
keep
you
going
go
to the different cameras across the city to follow them.
Yeah.
What sort of upbringing must you have to be able to do that to another human? That's
no
what I always
idea
think of. Like
circumstances, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but you've gone through some bad times to be able to just shoot another human for a dog.
Yeah, for a dog.
I mean, you shouldn't have to do that anyway, but just for that.
It's just odd, isn't it? Like, did they know it was Lady Gaga?
They must have known, yeah.
So they're basically trying to obviously find them and try to find a motive as to what was the real story. Did they just see it and thought they could sell the dogs on the market?
Nah, they would have been
at a shop before, wasn't he? He was at a shop before.
They would have been tracking him. They would have known these are Lady Gaga's dogs.
Yeah.
Probably let's take the dogs, do some ransom there, you know.
You
like,
never know.
That's all it would have been. So they don't have the dogs?
No, the dogs are back. The dogs are back and safe with Lady Gaga.
How did I get the dogs back?
We don't know the details of that. Police have not released the name of the woman who brought the dogs back to the police station.
She found them tied to a lamppost in an alleyway.
But they have not released the details of the exact location and the woman because they want to try to.
So did these guys want the dogs or they didn't want the dogs? Why would they take the dogs? Man, what an unusual story.
Unusual
All right, we'll get more on that. Finally, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so she called out this Netflix show called Ginny and Georgia, I hope I'm saying that right, for a joke they made about her dating life. One of the characters on the show says, "What do you care? You go through men faster than Taylor Swift."
Oof.
Taylor took to Twitter and said, "Hey, 2010 called and it wants its lazy, deeply sexist joke back. How about we stop degrading hardworking women by defining this as funny?"
Fair enough.
And you know what? I kind of agree with her. If you remember, this is Taylor Swift in her documentary about a year ago.
"I'm trying to be as educated as possible on how to respect people, on how to deprogram the misogyny in my own brain. Toss it out, reject it, and resist it."
Good on her.
I mean, she's a successful woman.
But yeah, it's people will always try to find, to put people down. That's what it is. You know, it's literally like that.
Yeah, and it's just anything that anyone says about her just goes back to her dating life. Yes, so what? So yep. She dated people. So do men. Like, everyone dates, you know?
It's just people just love to do it. I mean, these writers, it is a joke from 2010. What's going on there?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Pretty Molly, thank you so much. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Yeah, just going back to Taylor Swift and how you were saying, like, she was, you know, she always gets, like, I don't know, trolled, I guess, somewhat, social media or be it in, like, in a TV show. Like, you know, the other day when I was going through, like, some social media, some people sent me a couple of links and, you know, me getting my golden visa here in the UAE was such an amazing thing, right?
Like, so amazing.
I so loved it. I was so honored to be able to just get the golden visa. And what does that mean? It means it's just like a 10-year visa that for me and my family, which, you know, they allow and they select a few people. And I got a call from, you know, the office and it was such a beautiful moment. And I've had the most fantastic response from people. I've received thousands of messages just in saying congratulations and well done and all that, and it makes me feel so nice. And but then there are some people that are just out there going, ugh, why would they give it to him? Ugh, he's so annoying. Ugh. And I'm like, and publicly they're having a discussion about it on different platforms, and I just think to myself, man, it's just so sad, you know, like, it's just so sad that people would take their time, and this is the only way that I look at it, is that they must just be suffering, they must just be so depressed, and they must hate their lives so much that they take the time to get onto a
platform.
And just talk about me, for example. Never met them.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Don't know who they are.
It's like you're taking time out of your day to say something negative.
Yeah.
About someone that you've never met before without any sort of base or...
But even if there was a base to it, even still putting negativity... I've met
negativity.
A bunch of people who I find to be horrible or I've known them to do something that's just not right. I'm still not going to take my time to get onto social media and say, this person... It's just like... Let it be. Karma's great.
And if you don't like it, you don't have to really watch it, right? Or look at it or be involved with it.
I don't get it.
I don't understand
that. I think what you said to me the other day, Chris, about lots of people at the moment are finding it hard, aren't they, maybe? And maybe that's a way to vent or something. I don't know.
I mean, I don't think so. Like, you know, a lot of these people that I do feel like if I get a bit of shade or trolled, which I don't mind. Like, being trolled is like... It's not. I'm not saying it's okay, but I can handle it. I'm okay with it. I'm who I am today. But, you know, some of these people have been going for years. It's the same people. They've just got something maybe against me. I don't know. But I would love to meet them one day and be able to just chat to them and get inside their head and work out why. Why is it? Like, what is it?
Did you say something?
You're not going to please everyone, though.
No, right? That's the thing. You don't want to please. But I'm listening to, like, Taylor Swift and what she's saying about, you know, they're referring to things about her from 10 years ago. And she's like, you know, here I am. She's a she's an amazing female artist. She's putting women empowerment around the world. She's a multi-millionaire. She's an entertainer. She's an actress. She's doing all this stuff, and there are still people like just going,
yeah.
And these people are sitting in their little homes, and they're like, you know, doing nothing with their lives, and it's sort of like, when will it stop?
Yeah, that's exactly what she's saying. She's like, it's just not. It's not right to accept it anymore.
Yeah.
There's a point in time where you just go, seriously, guys, how many more Grammys do you want me to have for you to stop making that joke?
But I think the point is, and 99.9% of you that are hearing this right now would agree that, and you don't do it. You don't throw negativity on social media. I just think it's so wrong. But to that 0.1% that will do and continue to have a think about yourself. Just think about yourself. Like, why are you doing it? Is it frustration within yourself? You know, and that's why you just want to get it out and you want to throw it on there. But interesting. I'd love to get a psychologist on there one day to talk about social media. I think it's really, really important. Yeah. Especially with, like, I got my daughters and you got your daughters. They're going to grow up in this world where it's going to be more and more and more. I think more rules and regulations. I'm glad this country has rules and regulations already in place. Yeah. Other countries are now following. So countries are now having to follow this platform to be like, okay, hold on a second. We actually do need some rules and regulations. You know? But I guess watch this space and we'll see. Welcome.
He wants to fulfill his dream of being the next Steve Harvey. It's Chris Fade's game show within the show.
Yep. Welcome to the game show within the show. My name is Chris Fade.
Favorite part of the show.
Hi, Chris. I've traveled all the way from Dubai to play today.
Well, tell us about yourselves. First contestant all the way from New York through India, it's Pretty Mullig.
Hello, Chris. I'm so excited to be on the show today. It was my birthday yesterday, so I'm feeling lucky.
Well, great to have you part of the show there.
Thank you.
Through to our next contestant. Her name is Nala, 23 years old. Tell us about yourself, Nala.
A contestant that always loses, but has passion and is willing to play. Love that.
Welcome. Give her a round of applause, audience.
Thank you.
And all the way from Liverpool, England, he recently had a hair transplant. It is Ross Burrell.
I love you. I like your show. I've got posters of you.
Okay, weirdo. Is he allowed on the show?
You're my favorite TV host.
Okay, then.
Let's get to business.
What? Ooh, what is that? I love this.
No matter where you are, we're proud to be sponsored today by Fruity Gems. The fruit you put in your mouth and gems. You wear them. Okay. Fruity Gems. Okay.
Yes. What's the category today?
We are talking famous movie quotes.
Ooh.
You all have your pen and papers in front of you. No cheating. Yes. Famous movie quotes. I'll read you a quote from a movie. You write down what movie it is. After each question, we will go through this. Phone Guy Eddie is in studio number two taking score. Phone Guy Eddie, are you good to go?
Ready to go.
All right. Let's welcome to the show.
Could you look at me, please? I'm drawing a picture of you.
Round one, let's go.
Let's go.
I don't have friends, I've got family.
What, are you kidding me?
I don't have friends, I got family.
Now, this better be from a movie, by the way, and not a TV show.
Or from movies.
Is it a new movie or an older movie?
No, we're not going to answer any other questions. I don't have friends, I've got family. They're writing down their answers.
This is terrible.
Okay, Pretty Mullig, please.
The Notebook.
That is... No, I'm not going to say anything yet.
Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All incorrect. It was from the 2015 movie Furious 7.
Are you... Family.
Next movie quote. Name the movie. Ogres are like onions. Ogres are like onions. Name the movie. Waiting for Nala to lock in her answer. We've got two locked in answers already. And the three are locked in. Pretty Mullig.
Shrek.
Pass.
Shrek.
That is correct. Yay! 1 point for Pretty, 1 point for Ross.
I love you.
Famous movie quotes. Number three.
Yes.
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Oh. Say it again.
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
No.
I don't know if this is right. I don't know if this is right.
5 seconds to lock in your answer, please, contestants. 5 seconds.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Answers must be locked in.
Sixth Sense.
That is incorrect.
Ghostbusters?
Incorrect.
I put Patrick Swayze's Ghost.
Incorrect, all of you.
You gave me a right answer sound effect.
What was the answer? Is it Casper?
Casper the Friendly.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh. The Curse of the Black Pearl, 2003.
Never not even seen it.
Yeah.
Movie number 4, I Am Groot.
Oh.
I Am Groot.
Okay.
I think we all got that one.
Wait.
Please read out your answers.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. I wrote it with Marvel.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
All correct. All get a point there, phone guy Eddie. Thank you.
The only one we knew.
Moving on.
Show me the money.
Oh.
Show me the money.
Yes.
Show me the money. Name the movie from that. Show me the money.
It took me a while, but I got there.
Nala won't get this one.
Nope.
Please tell me the answer.
Jerry Maguire.
I wrote Wolf of Wall Street.
Jerry Maguire.
1 point for Rossi, 1 point for Pretty.
I think we're tied, Rossi.
Which means this is the decider. Unfortunately, Nala, you are eliminated. You are out.
My movie.
Are you guys ready?
We are ready.
I'm ready, Chris.
How's your picture coming along of Chris?
So good. Gonna save it for later.
What is
this? Is the decider.
Okay.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
Oh.
Well, do you, punk?
Oh, I know this. I know this. Say it again.
You best... You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
Oh.
Well, do you, punk?
I would love to help, but I don't know.
I don't think they know the answer. If you think you know this answer, call us right now. 0487155444. You can buzz in for Pretty or Rossi. You decide. You can be the deciding winner for either Team Pretty or Team Rossi. 0487155444. I will ask my contestants once again, do you want to lock in an answer? Do you know?
I do not know.
You do not know? You do not know as well?
I would like some help.
Okay, fair enough. Phone lines are all in. Shane is the first one to make it through. Now, Shane, you first decide, who do you want to answer this question for? Is it Pretty or is it Rossi?
I'm going to go with Rossi.
Okay. Yes. Now, tell me the Clint Eastwood film. What is it?
Tell us the name of the movie.
It is The Mask.
Oh, well, technically it's in there.
What are you talking
about? It's not the movie that I have here. It's not originally from that movie.
Oh,
Shane,
yes.
I'm sorry, not it, which means, okay. Andrew, who do you want to answer this question for? Is it Pretty or Rossi?
Big Rossi.
Oh, he's going to Rossi again.
But he just got a wrong answer.
Pretty, it's not up to me. It's the audience.
It's the audience.
I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. I love you as much
as Chris. Andrew, go ahead.
The movie is Dirty Harry.
It is Dirty Harry.
Yes! We won.
It is Dirty Harry. I'm sorry, Pretty. It's the
this
audience.
This is if the heat was out. My question.
Dirty Harry is the movie, and you have taken out the win there, Big Rossi. Congratulations.
Whatever.
Andrew,
what is Dirty Harry?
Yeah, what is Dirty? Exactly. Andrew, you've got the consolation prize. You have a day in your life.
Congratulations.
Oh, gee, thanks.
You're
welcome.
Is it good? It's a good life, though, isn't it? You're welcome. You're welcome, mate.
Thank you. Cheers. Take care.
Bye-bye. Dirty Harry is one of the most iconic movies of all time.
Western.
Clint Eastwood. I haven't watched it. Go and watch it, Nala. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. The Chris Spade Shows 10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank InvestPro. You can build capital and fund for children's education with MetLife and RackBank InvestPro. Text INVEST to 70011 or visit rackbank.ae. Conditions apply.
Hello, Jane. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm very well, thank you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening in Jane's life?
Just being pressurized by my kids to call you guys.
Oh, really? Now mum is so nervous, doesn't know what's going on, and she's now on the radio.
Yes, I am.
Where are you calling from, Jamira?
Jamira Jane, yes. My well-known name.
Rossi was hanging to say that. Oh. As soon as he heard your name was Jane, he's like, he's putting his hand up like he wants to say something.
This is his big joke.
Jamira Jane.
She died. Do you live in Jamira by any chance?
Sadly not.
That's funny, though. That's funny. Well, listen, welcome to the show. We've got these questions that we're going to ask you, and then you get 100 dirhams for every question that you get right. If you don't get them right, if you get them all right, you win 10,000. If you don't know an answer, pass, and we'll have time to come back to it. Okay, Jane?
Yep.
Good to go?
I'm good.
All right,
okay,
good
come
luck.
On, Jane.
Come on, Jane.
How many kids you got in the car?
I've got two. They're sat in the car. I'm outside.
Oh, you're outside.
This is great. This is good. All right, Mum, here we go. They're probably hearing it. They can hear this. Kids, if you can hear this, put your hands in the air. Mum, have they got their hands in the air right now, Mum? Have they got this on?
Yep.
Okay, they can hear this. What are their names?
Isabel and Mia.
All right, Isabel and Mia. Mama's going to do this for you, hopefully. Let's see how we go here. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Who sings Dance Monkey and Fly Away?
Oh, is it Doja Cat?
True or false, Jessie J has appeared at Redfest EXB?
True.
What sport do the Los Angeles Dodgers play?
Baseball.
Which rapper is also known as Slim Shady?
Eminem.
True or false, Captain America is an Avenger?
True.
What animal is known as the ship of the desert?
Pass.
What two meal times make up the term brunch?
Breakfast and lunch.
Which British female singer has a son called Angelo?
Adele.
In which sport would you use a putter?
Golf.
What's the name of Tony Stark's company in the first Iron Man movie?
Pass.
Who sings Dance Monkey and Fly Away?
Don't you know.
What animal is known as the ship of the desert? Oh, I couldn't get that last one in.
So good.
Mama, you did really well, Jane. 700 dirhams cash is yours. Well done. The kids are clapping. The kids are applauding you. Yep. Now, can you get in the camel to the kids?
They're 11. They're twins.
Oh, they're twins. Okay, put them on. Put them on now. Let me put the car. Like, open the door. Put the loudspeaker on because I want to ask them question number one. Now, Isabella and Mia, who sings "Dance Monkey" and "Fly Away"? Do you know?
Yeah, twins and I.
Yeah, there you go. I knew they would know that one.
They know it.
Yeah, I know. Mum, I knew they would have known. I don't think they would have known the other ones. What is the animal known as the ship of the desert?
Camel.
It is a cow.
Yeah, they do.
But the last one, name Tony Stark's company in the first Iron Man movie.
No clue.
Stark Industries. That's what it was called.
Nice work.
You guys are so cute. Well done, all of you. All three of you. Well done, Jane. Well done. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. I love it. School runs. Everyone's it's got cute, us. Yeah. I love this. Yes, we're going to be immature. Yes, we're going to be childlike. Our children are actually not proud of us for this.
Yeah.
But it's what we want to do. Clash of the Calls. I love it. Classic. It's a classic radio bit. We decided to give it a go. We basically are just calling up people randomly and connecting the phones together. So we will call up one person.
Mm-hmm.
They will answer the phone and say hello.
Yeah.
We will then call another person simultaneously.
Yeah.
Right? They will also answer the phone. Mm. The next thing you know, these two people are talking to each other. They have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. So one person thinks the other person called. The other person thinks the other person. Like, it's just confusion.
Yep. Clash of the calls here on the Chris Fade Show. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
This is very silly.
Well, we have to keep it down though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello,
Lorraine speaking.
Hi, Simon here.
Oh, Oh, hi, Simon. Sorry. Did you get a missed call from me or something?
No, you've just rang me. Hi, you've just rang me. The phone rang, I picked it up. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
My phone rang and I pressed enter to pick it up.
No, it rang on my end as well. Okay, no worries.
No, it's cheers.
Okay. Bye.
just stupid.
It's so
childish.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute. They're very polite to each other.
Very polite.
Let's do another one.
Do one more.
Yeah,
okay.
Go on.
I'm going through Rossi's phone book here. That's why everyone sounds British.
Very funny.
Yeah, give me another phone. Here we go. All right.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah. Who is this?
Sorry?
Yeah, sorry, who is this?
Oh, you called me?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I just got a call from a number, and I answered it and got through to you. Anyway, all right, oh, sorry.
Okay, sorry, cheers.
Weird one.
Great, weird one?
No, I didn't. No, you didn't.
This is Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, Miss Malik, what have you got for us when it comes to gossip?
Tiger Woods has come out to thank his supporters for all of their well wishes. It's the first public statement since suffering serious injuries in a car crash. The incident left him with very serious injuries to his lower right leg and ankle. He was said to be speeding down the road when he hit a median and his car rolled over several times.
Several?
Yeah. And didn't the crash see, is still under investigation. Like, it's pretty crazy.
It was down a ditch, wasn't it?
Oh, it looked like over. It flipped like 12, 13 times. It's a surprise that he survived.
So this week there was a big championship going on in Florida and several golfers, including Rory McIlroy and Patrick
Reed.
They wore the red and the black pants, which is his like kind of uniform whenever he plays. So nice. Tiger said, it is hard to explain how touching today was when I turned on the TV and saw all the red shirts. To every golfer and every fan, you are truly helping me get through this tough time.
And well done to Rossi, because he went for Liverpool over the weekend because they were wearing red as well. Well done, Rossi. As an Evertonian, that's a big move there.
I was wearing red.
Yeah.
When?
Because you were supporting Tiger Woods.
I was not. I don't wear red. You'll hardly ever see me in a red piece
Rossi,
of clothes.
Rossi was wearing red.
No,
he was
don't wear red.
He was a Liverpool supporter, actually.
I am not a Liverpool supporter.
Right.
Like, really offensive.
No, I can.
He's like really angry now.
I could say something about his wife.
He wouldn't care.
I say something about, I'm not wearing, no, it's not.
It's very offensive to me.
Love it. Love you, Rossi.
Thanks.
You stick by it. Yeah. Okay, cheers. So Billie Eilish is the world's
Hold
a little...
On. I wish he was just that passionate about this show.
Nah.
I am.
Yeah.
Nah. Okay, Billie Eilish is the world's a little blurry documentary now streaming on Apple TV+. In it, there's a moment where she meets Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom backstage at Coachella 2019. She's talking to Katy Perry, freaking out. She had no idea who Orlando Bloom was. Orlando Bloom is hugging her, telling her he's a big fan. He sings his songs all the time. She has no clue.
Idea.
She goes back to her trailer. Her brother Phineas goes, "That was Orlando Bloom, the guy from Lord of the Rings."
Like a famous actor.
She freaked out and she goes, "Can you call him back? I need to talk to him."
Thought it was the fan.
She had no idea.
It's crazy.
Have a listen.
Orlando Bloom? He played Will Turner in Pirates of the Caribbean.
That guy was him?
Yeah, that's
him. No way! Bring him back! I want to meet him again. He kissed me on the cheek. I did not know that was him. I thought that was just some dude Katy Perry met.
That's pretty. I mean, she's like 16 years old or 17
she's
18, years old, right?
18, yeah.
She's like, bring him back.
I know, yeah.
Like Orlando, just bring Orlando Bloom back to me.
Bring Katy Perry's husband back.
Already talking like that at the age of 18.
But it was really cute because she met him again and hugged him and said, "Man, I was 9 years old and I was watching you and I love you, man." It was really cute. It was really cute.
Finally, someone in Hollywood has just welcomed baby number 6. I'm going to take a guess here.
Go.
Mel Gibson.
No.
Who?
Alec Baldwin, Hilaria Baldwin.
Wow.
Baby number 6.
Wait, well, hold on. How old is that man?
He is up there.
Gonna be popping him out till he's 90.
Alec Baldwin is...
It's like 71 or something,
62.
Isn't it? 62? Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And He's welcome.
It's like my dad.
We didn't know that Hilaria or Hilaria was...
Is your dad only 62?
No, I don't know. Yes, 60-odd, something like that. I think he's still in the 60s, isn't he?
Who?
My dad, isn't
You're
he?
Asking us know. If your dad is in the 60s.
He's born on the same day as you, so...
February 27th. We're born in different years, idiot.
Oh, 1949.
Okay, so he's nearly... He's 70. 70. He's over 70, right?
I don't know.
Guys, why are we doing math?
Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Yeah, peace out, home price.
But Rossi was definitely wearing a Liverpool t-shirt.
No, I was not. Red. That's red. Yeah, you were. Say something about... That's terrible.
I find your wife really attractive.
That's fine. It's fine. Just don't mention Liverpool. You I'll get off. No, this is, it's a joke now. It's becoming a joke. It's not even funny.
Rossi was spotted wearing red for Liverpool over the weekend. I'm not sure what's going
on. Where have you seen this?
I saw it, mate.
Where?
Someone's told me.
Who?
I can't. I don't want to throw him under the bus.
Reveal your sources, Chris.
Yeah, come on.
Nah. There was a, you know.
Are you going to be sick because of this song? Is that what it is?
You know what? He gets his coffee on the weekends. He goes with his kids. He goes to Starbucks. Right. Yeah. Does the drive-through.
I've got a little routine where I go and get my snacks.
I know. Fit, yeah. Thank you for grabbing my snacks. But the guy at the Starbucks told me he's my informant. He said
he's your source.
Yeah, he said he was wearing a Liverpool t-shirt. And I said, really?
That's a joke.
So what I want to do right now is I just want to get Liverpool supporters on to talk to Rossi and Evertoni, and maybe they can bring him over.
To the other side.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like he could be there.
I don't know about that.
Stop that.
Rossi, that's gross.
No, it just makes me feel a bit sick sometimes.
Robert, Liverpool fan. Hello, Robert.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Absolutely amazing, mate. Tell us how long you've been a Liverpool supporter for.
Since I was born, mate. It's born into you.
It's born into you.
It's
wow.
There, right? And where are you originally from?
I'm from Belfast.
Nice stuff. Well, I'm going to put you and Rossi on together. I've got this for you. Oh, no, there you go. In
your heart. Just stop. It's not even funny. And you'll
never over to you, Robert, really, maybe you can convince Rossi to come over to the other side.
Why would
side?
He want to come over when we just beat Liverpool 2-0
10 days ago? Go ahead, Robert.
Go for it.
Come on then, Robert. Hit me. Come on.
Rossi.
What?
20 years, I think that was the first time you beat us, yeah, correct?
What are you going to talk about now? Last time we won a trophy, is that what you're saying?
No, we'll get to the drought of trophies in a minute.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
I love this.
But I think that was the first time that Everton beat Liverpool, Goodison or Anfield, in 21 years.
Well, the last time we beat you at Anfield was 1999, so...
Wow.
Are you proud of that?
It's probably not a fact you should be throwing out.
And the last time we beat you at home, Tim Cahill and Phil Neville were playing, if I remember rightly, so...
That's right, yeah. So, you got 3 points for that. Did you get any trophies for that, or is it just three points?
Listen, our time's coming, mate.
Yeah, no. Don't be a politician. Just answer the answer. Answer the question. Well, don't try and dodge it, Rossi. Come on.
The last time we won, actually, the last trophy we won would have been the Charity Shield.
They gave it to him.
Oh, no, I think we won a trophy in Kenya as well when we went there. We went to Kenya and we won a trophy there too.
Robert, just thanks, mate. Robert. Now, Nazir, what do you want to say to Rossi? You're a Liverpool supporter as well, Nazir. What do you want to say to Rossi? Try to bring him over to your side.
First of all, he's rocking that red t-shirt.
Nazir, take us off the loudspeaker, brother. Take us off the loudspeaker if you want to be on. We can't hear you, mate. We'll come back to you. Billy. Now, Billy, you're only 10 years old, are you?
Ooh.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to Big Rossi?
That I can't believe that Everton won because Everton don't really know how to play the way Liverpool knows how to.
Listen, wait, Billy, we're on the same points as you now, mate. We're on the same points, Billy.
Rossi fighting with a 10-year-old.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah, come on. What are you going to say about that?
Well, Liverpool have Mo Salah, they have Mane, but all of their players are getting injured. And I still think that they're going to
Well, are you going to win the league? I don't think you're going to win the league now, Billy. You're probably about 15 points behind Man City, are you?
Are you really debating with the 10-year-old?
Sorry, but he's saying he's going to win.
Billy, you stay strong there,
yeah,
mate. We're back with Nazir. Nazir, thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Now, what do you want to say to Rossi?
And what say to Rossi? I like that he's sticking with Everton, but he needs to go the correct way. Liverpool, in history, had been made a lot of championships, a lot of cups, a lot of European cups. They have the greatest player at all, like Kenny Dalglish, John Barnes, Terry McDermott, Steve Highway, many players. Everton, with the good respect, is a good team, but you need to cheer for the best.
Oh.
So my advice to you to go with the best team.
A little bit of history here for you, Nazir, right now. We had the greatest goal scorer of all time, Dixie Dean, a legend who 43 years ago passed away. God rest his soul.
Comparing to Ian Rush.
He's the greatest goal scorer in the league ever. He scored the most goals, more than Ronaldo, anyone. No one's ever beat him.
He died 49 years ago.
43, I think. Yeah. Dixie Dean is the greatest goal scorer of all time.
Was it like 1924?
Yeah, around that time.
He's only got to that.
And, Nazir, do you want a little known fact? A little known fact for you, Nazir. A little known fact for you about Everton and Liverpool. We were originally in Liverpool Stadium, Chris, called Anfield.
Yeah, okay.
The owner of the land got too greedy, so okay. We left.
Mm-hmm.
And we got our own stadium. We built the biggest stadium in the country, yeah, Goodison Park.
Yeah, okay. You guys are right next to each other, your stadiums.
So they're like our naughty children, Liverpool. We created them.
But you have the biggest stadium. But you don't have the most amount of trophies.
We did do. Not anymore.
Oh, there it is.
Just through a storm. Hold your head. It's like, it's not on. It's just not on. I don't have to come to work and listen to this.
He's so angry.
Especially after we won as well, 2-0.
He doesn't care if I talk about his wife, but he gets really offended if I talk about his football club. It's unbelievable.
You want to be careful,
angry.
Though. You're going to have a lot of Evertonians after you if you carry on like this.
I'm an Evertonian, supposedly. That's why I follow.
Why are you playing this? If you're an Evertonian, you would never play this song.
Because I just love to hear this. You don't get to hear Rossi passionate about really anything in life.
Except for this.
It's a good song, though.
It's nice.
What have you guys got? What have we got? What do we got? What's this?
Here we go.
I mean, is this really Everton's thing?
Everton are the best, we all know.
It's like an amusement park.
We're the tier like supreme.
This song's got a little bit of like, there's a melody to it. I could listen to it as a song.
Hold your hand.
And then we go over to Everton. Hey, here we go.
Everton are the best, we all know. We're to team, we're supreme, number one. And we love you, Everton. Here we go.
Well, to Liverpool,
side
Everton
by
fans.
Side as we sing along together.
Who's number one on the ladder right now?
Are the charts, the music charts? That
no,
was us.
Who's number one on the football ladder?
Manchester
right
City.
We're not even talking about them. Where's Manchester? Like, why are they on the?
Because they've got lots of money.
Where's United?
Manchester United second. Yeah.
So the Manchester 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Where's Everton?
7th.
Where's Liverpool?
6th.
So you guys are battling each other. You're both not even... Oh, my God. I want to talk, obviously, about COVID, as we have been... We've been touching on over the year and 1 month now.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers are all over the place. Let's talk vaccine, though.
Yes, important.
I think it is. And there's still a lot of questions about the vaccine that people are asking me. I've taken 2 of the jabs now. I'm vaccinated up. I took my second jab about 5 weeks ago. I feel good. Pretty, you're on that wait list to get it done. Rossi, you'll be getting it done as well, but you had COVID, so you're waiting those 3 to 4 months.
Yep.
There's a lot going on, but right now we've got the consultant in family medicine at King's Hospital, Dr. Kieran Sahota, is with us right now. Hi, doctor.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing, doctor? You good?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. How are you guys?
We're you know, in these times, we've got our health, and that's, I think, really what we need, and this is all we really care about at
Absolutely.
This stage. Doc, thanks for taking the time. I know you're super busy. I want to talk the vaccine right now. So many questions about it. People think that you get the vaccine and, you know, that's it. You won't get COVID and you're good to go. But how is it? What's this vaccine about? We've got to take it, but at the same time, we've also got to still wear the masks and make sure that we're protecting others, right?
Yeah, so look, everything is still super new. Yeah, it's been with us for a year and a month, as you quite rightly said. But the research is coming slowly, really. And we've got a vaccine, but we know it's safe, but we still don't know whether it protects other people from us. So if we're carrying it, whether we can give it to them.
Sure.
So hence why we still need to wear our masks, why we still need to remain socially distanced from others, even though we might be vaccinated.
So can I ask you something which I'm learning as well? From what I understand about me taking this vaccine and having it is that if I get COVID and there's still a chance that I can get COVID, a couple of things could happen here. Even though I'm vaccinated up, I could get COVID. I won't even know that I've got it, possibly, because the vaccine is doing its thing. Or I may get light symptoms or some type of symptoms of COVID, but to the point where I'm not going to have to go to hospital. Is that what we're talking about the vaccine?
Absolutely. So we're trying to prevent people from getting very, very sick from this.
Yeah.
Which, we've seen the numbers of hospital admissions, ITU admissions have increased. People have died from this.
Mm.
So it is serious, but you're quite right, Chris. It's to decrease the intensity of the symptoms so that we're not getting sick and we're not losing people to it.
Now, obviously in this country, Dr. Karen, we are blessed in a position to have a variety of vaccines available to the residents of the UAE. I know you can't go into the specific details of every single one, but is there a major difference between which one you get?
Can I be perfectly honest, Preeti? I really don't think so. Okay. They all are giving an element of protection. Now, you know, we can get into the nitty-gritty and look at absolute numbers, percentages, but at the end of the day, when our numbers are increasing or they are at the level that they are, I think everybody needs an element of protection. So without getting into the numbers, whether something's 95% effective versus 87% mm-hmm. effective, I think we've come to a time where as long as there is a decent level of protection, which these vaccines all provide, then they're good as each other. They really are.
All right, Doc. Well, listen, you're there. You're one of our frontline workers. So thank you to all the doctors and the nurses in that are doing it tough. What do you want to say to someone? And there are still people who are out there saying it. This is just a big hype. Oh, it's not real. Mm. Or, you know, I'm not taking no vaccine. This is, I'm fine. I'm 99% going to be fine. What do you say to someone like that, Doctor?
Firstly, I'd say, look, I completely understand. I understand where this is coming from. Skepticism is just part and parcel of what's going on.
Yeah.
And if you are skeptical, talk to somebody who is in the know. That's not to sound condescending. It's just to say, talk to someone who's currently working on the front line, who's reading the current literature, not on social media groups or down YouTube tunnels and all sorts.
Yeah.
Secondly, we are seeing, you know, I work in the marina, and a lot of my patients are young, fit individuals who have been, you know, some of them have been really unwell. Some of them have ended up in intensive care.
Yeah.
And just because we might not have the numbers that are in the rest of the world, because overall we are quite a young population, does not mean this is causing serious problems. So talk to somebody. No question is silly. If you need to, if you want to get your facts straight, or you want more information and make an informed decision, go and talk to a medical professional who is there and who is day in, day out working on COVID. You know, for the past year, I've been working on this.
Yeah.
I've been trying to protect myself, protect my family, protect my patients. And I'm not going to be recommending something that I don't truly think or have seen the numbers to say that this actually works.
Yep, so well said, yep. Doctor. You know, we get it here from, you know, we work on the media. People think, oh, they're the media. They're told to promote this and propaganda. Mm. And it's sort of like, I only say this because I'm seeing it firsthand. Like,
right.
I've seen it with my own eyes. I've witnessed it. So when you see something, and I keep telling people this, until COVID hits you personally, you may not think it's real. And, you know, you're talking about all ages. One of my closest mates that live in this country, 40 years old, just spent 4 days at your hospital getting steroid injections thrown into him, blood thinners into the stomach, temperature wouldn't go down, was having trouble breathing, was
scary.
On oxygen. And he's 40 years old and he's fit, he's a non-smoker, he's got nothing wrong with him. And he just got out of King's yesterday, actually. And he said to me, wow, this virus, what it does, it gets and clenches reaches into your body and it will attack anything that it sees weak, and it is absolutely horrible. Now, his job, and I've told him, he needs now to go tell more people about how serious it is. So, Dr. Kieran Sohota, we appreciate your time. Once again, consultant in family medicine in King's Hospital. If you've got the opportunity of taking the vaccine, get it. Do it. Look after yourselves. Doc, I got a bone to pick with someone on the show.
Who is it? Is it one of us?
No, not you guys.
Oh.
First of all, problems as well. I know there's bigger issues, but I guess I'm a sensitive man.
You are. That we all know that. We've established that. We know this.
Please welcome to the show, Brent Black.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Brent.
Oh, hey. Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Hi, guys.
Good luck.
Doesn't know why he's on. Have you picked it? Have you know why I'm a little bit, like, just saddened or hurt? Have you picked anything up yet?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and I figure it's right before 9 o'clock, kind of prime time listenership, so it must be big.
No idea, huh? Any idea?
No idea.
No idea.
I really don't. I really, really don't. Is it something to do with your birthday? That's the only thing I can think of.
Yep.
Is it birthday related?
It's birthday related, yeah.
And if you know Chris Fade, you'll know that this thing he's talking about goes well with the birthday thing.
What you
does
know
Chris
what it
Fade
is?
Love? I know what it is. I can tell. What does Chris Fade love? What does he obsess over? What does he do with most of his time?
Think about himself. Just, I don't know.
Yeah, ignore that. I know what Russ is talking about. You got me an amazing gift. Thank you so much.
Gift.
It was a great gift.
It was okay. It was okay. I saw the competition. I saw other people did much better than I did.
No, you did really well. And it's not about the gift. Just spending time with you on my birthday was fantastic. So thank you. But I can't. I tried not. And people have commented. People have actually told me about this.
Oh.
I was unaware of it until people notified me, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
You posted yesterday a gorgeous photo on Instagram of you and Pretty Malik.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to the OG Pretty Malik, because it was Pretty's birthday yesterday. And it's gorgeous on your Instagram account, Brent. It's a great photo.
Brent Black.
Love you, Brent.
Now, people were telling me, why didn't he post a photo of you the day before? So you've posted... Wow. You've posted,
is this it? This is really it?
Yeah, this is it. Like, you've posted a picture of Pretty and you on her birthday, but my birthday...
Oh, Brent!
No picture.
Delete it, Brent. Just delete my photo. It's not worth the drama.
He posted... What did he post? Oh, he posted something on your birthday, but it wasn't you.
Yeah, on my birthday, he posted about an app. It was a promo thing. So I'm just wondering was there a reason why you didn't want to post me? Because, you know.
Well, you know.
You forgot?
To be completely honest. No. I actually thought about it. Mm-hmm. Thought about it. But to be completely honest, Pretty, what did I get you for your birthday?
The Instagram post.
Exactly. There you go. See, you got a nice gift from me.
Okay. All right.
I got to. I'm happy with that gift. That's a nice gift.
I don't want gifts. I just want you and affection on and the
Brent,
love on the Instagram.
You know what this is? He's always wanting more time with you, Brent. Hey, that's all he ever wants.
That's true, Brent. You know what we should do, Brent? One year, I'm Pretty and everyone here at Virgin. Don't get him a gift and see what happens.
I'm fine. I don't need gifts. I've got everything that I need in my life, and that's my health.
Except that Instagram
post. My family. But yeah, I just want the Instagram post. Well, because he's done it with you. I was trying to work
he's
it
jealous.
Out. I had a couple of people inbox me and say, hey, Chris, you know, what's going on here? Are you guys all right? And I said, yeah, we're perfectly fine. Why? Oh, he didn't post about you. And I was like, oh.
Is your relationship defined by an Instagram post? I think not.
I feel like your life revolves.
Hey, Rusty.
Yeah.
Tell Chris what I did on your birthday on my Instagram.
What did you do?
You remember?
Oh, yeah, he did a great post for me. He did. It was really nice, Brent.
Wait.
Thanks for that.
Hold on, guys. Brent, you're not the only one in trouble here.
Who else has done the same post?
Rossi, did you post for Chris's birthday?
On my stories.
On your story.
Stories don't count, yeah. I mean, I know I'm not the only one. People would be, you know, I think... Brent, what I'm going to do here, I've just gone into my phone. I've gone to my library. I've got about probably 230 photos of you and I together. I'm going to just send you some. And you know what? You do your own thing with it. If you post, you post. If you don't, I'm also fine with it.
I'm gonna post here in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
5 minutes.
You will love.
Brent, it's okay. A bad time to post, man.
No. Anytime is a good time. Anytime. All right. Love
He's
you.
Just trying to get it out the way, and then he'll post his real content later.
Love you, Brent.
I love these little conflict management sessions that we have. Thank you.
Yep, just, you know, got to do it here. There's nowhere else to do it. Don't get to see you anymore. All right.
The heartbreak is real.
Take care, buddy.
Miss you, bro.
Miss you, mate.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye. Okay. I've sent him something.
Such a lovely man.
He is. That's it for us for your Tuesday morning. Thanks for having us on. Good show. Glad we're back with a couple of prank phone calls as well, which is great.
Yep.
And I'm excited because we're less than 2 days away from giving away this Jeep Wrangler with Bridgestone.
Yeah.
Always wanted to give away a car, and the fact that we get to do it again right now, especially even through a pandemic, is so cool.
Actually, you've never given away a car here with Virgin, have you?
Yeah, we did.
No, I mean, it was me, wasn't it? What? I went down somewhere and gave it away.
Yeah, but I was the one that was saying it was yours, you know? Like, it's at the end of the day, we've given away a car. Come on.
I mean,
yeah,
I've given away a car, but
Ross is trying to claim this now, is he? Right? This is great, man. Honestly, a great car to be given away. So more details, more info, go to virginradiodubai.com. We are back again tomorrow, inshallah. Another great week.
We're going to be talking to Lisa Scott, right, from Steps?
Oh, yeah, that's great. She's going to be joining us on the show tomorrow, which is good. Yep. Lisa Scott Lee from Steps, old school band. But they're back with new music as well, which is great. Have a good one. From myself, Chris Faye, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy Eddie, and Nala. Wear your seatbelts, wear your masks. Yalla, bye.
Chris Faye Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.